Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, it's, I want to just, you know, just give a quick thank you guys for that female, what was it? It was National Women's Doctor Day. Okay, I don't even know what it was called. We have like a day now almost every year. Do you guys notice that? There's like a, there's a National Doctor's Day. There's a National Women's Doctor's Day. There's a, and you guys might be like, okay, didn't we just already like celebrate all this? And, you know, thank you. I think that was really, really sweet. Love all the reach out. I don't know if I'm a big fan of, you know, all these, I don't know, days, because it seems like just every day there's another day. But the reason why that day existed is because it celebrated Elizabeth Blackwell's birthday. And Elizabeth Blackwell was the first female medical doctor in the U.S. So based on that, they wanted to, you know, honor, you know, I guess doctors that weren't just male but female. And I think we should also honor all doctors and all medical professionals. I get a little nervous when we start to marginalize. I'm honored. I think, yes, women in medicine have done amazing, but so have men in medicine. You know, I mean, lives are saved every day despite your gender. And what's interesting about this is we're making a real, real big deal about National Women Physicians Day or National Women's Day for this or Women's Day for this. Yet we're also on the other end trying to be more gender fluid or gender neutral. And so I'm not exactly sure what the country wants. Does the country want to say, yeah, girl power, yay, women, yay. Look at how women are doing in sports. Look at this woman, you know, and look at her, you know, stats and, you know, her record-breaking time. Or are we as a country choosing to be like, look, you know, whoever identifies as female, she's on the female team, and we're celebrating, you know, people's choice of which gender they want to be, and we're going to be gender blind. It doesn't matter if you're male, female, you could use this bathroom. We don't, you know, it's all good. So I'm not really sure where the country wants to go with that. Elizabeth Blackwell, by the way, was born in 1821. She ended up being the first female doctor. Had, I guess, multiple rejection letters because I believe she got, like, statements that she was intellectually inferior. And the first African-American doctor, female, after studying at the New England Female Medical College, now Boston U, was Rebecca Lee Crumpler. And she obviously went through multiple challenges and obstacles as well. And so, you know, in 2017, they found that more than 60% of physicians now under the age of 35 are female. And so we are starting to see a huge shift where we're actually seeing more women in fields. And I'm, as a woman, I'm excited. I mean, I, like I said, I think it's been ridiculous that we've had such suppression all these decades. But I want to be very careful about the world going to suppressing the other side. You know, and you're hearing time and time again, oh, we're only looking for a woman, or we're only looking for diversity, or we're only looking for, and I'm not sure where we go from here in terms of, you know, in terms of allowing everybody to have opportunity, being non-discriminatory, non-racist, non-sexist, but also we don't want to be anti-man. We don't want to be anti-white man, anti-black man, anti-as we're, well, we need to hire more women. We need to show that we're, you know, we need to show that we're diversified. And I just see us struggling, you know, and, you know, meanwhile, in one headline, we're talking about, you know, gender neutral, how gender should have mattered in sports. And then on the other end, it's like, yay, yay, women doctors, yay, woo. You know, so it's like, pick one, guys. You know, what are we going to do? What should we do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I've spoken to you guys about this at length, how I am very, very grateful that I've had the opportunities I've had, and I really, really credit, you know, not only the women who fought for our chance to vote, fought for our chance to go to school, fought for our rights, but also the men, too, that fought for us as well. You know, I loved my daddy. You know, I mean, I love my brothers. I love my husband. And, you know, I do pivot and credit much of my success, not only to my mom and my sisters and my aunts and my grandmothers and my foremothers, but also the men in my life, too. You know, and the day we start to make people feel like they're not useful, resourceful, relevant, and almost the bad guy, we're going to be in trouble. You know, I mean, like, you know, we're seeing this with sports, the transformation of sports. So, like, you see, everybody, we hired a female coach. Everybody, you see, look at us, we hired a female coach. Okay, well, that's not really complimentary to either side. You know, hire the coach you think is best. If it's a female, great. If it's, you know, male, great. I mean, hire who you think is going to do the best job. Make sure there's no bias in your selection. But right now, it's all about bias. It's all about, no, I got to have somebody that will show that we're, you know, not in a fear of getting canceled. And that's just not the way to do things. So, like I said, I'm honored. I think it's fantastic that, you know, we have made such progress where we have males, females, people of all races in medicine. But just please be very, very careful about how we tread, because it's one of those things where, you know, it's, I just see us marginalizing, stereotyping, and it's, I just, many people have reached out saying, look, I feel like I'm, you know, I have no chance. And I'm telling you right now, you do, I mean, if you're ever going to apply for a job, now's the time to apply. There's such a labor shortage that, I mean, you know, take advantage of that now. But I think our country has to decide where we're going to go. Are we going to be gender neutral, or are we going to be yay, yay, women this? You know what? Oh, pick one, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a very interesting headline came out that if pregnant women chewed sugar-free gum, they could decrease their risk of preterm labor. I know some people did a double take, but I've heard of this before. I've heard of there being this this kind of push to really look at the mouth, really look at our oral hygiene, really look at what we could do to improve our gums and teeth health and how that could affect the rest of our body. And so a study presented at the Society for Maternal-Fetal Medicine, it's their annual meeting called the Pregnancy Meeting, suggested daily use of sugar-free chewing gum beginning before you got pregnant or during early pregnancy could decrease the risk of preterm birth. Now, in medicine, this is huge because preterm labor, I started to go into preterm labor with my first, and I called my attending, who was this old farm doc that, I mean, he used to take care of, you know, everybody in his, you know, neighborhood and their animals and all that. And he was, you know, very, very old school. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I might have to go to the hospital. You know, and then I'm thinking about all the steroids they're going to give me and terbutaline and all these things because I felt like I was going into preterm labor. And he said, what the heck are you doing? Go get some wine. I go, say what? He said, drink some wine. That's what we used to use. I talked to them. We used to use that for preterm labor. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right, but I don't have wine. I wasn't a wine drinker. I didn't really have any alcohol. He goes, find some alcohol and drink some. And then call me back. And so I only had like a half a wine cooler. And then I tried to use that, and I had a half a wine cooler, and it stopped. It blew my mind. It stopped. The contraction stopped. I'm not saying go and drink alcohol. But the problem is alcohol has risk factors. And preterm labor is something that can affect, sadly, many of us. And so this study looked at 10,000 women over a 10-year span. They were from Malawi. And apparently, or Malawi, and they have the highest number of preterm births. Study authors believe that what it is it was xylitol, a sugar-free substitute in gum. And we'll get to your calls. We see you calling in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Daniel is going to get that for you guys. But xylitol is a sugar substitute. Comes from birch trees. It's actually as sweet as sucrose, but not as caloric. And so we see this in Trident, all sorts of gums that are out there. Forget all the names of, like, I think Extra. And according to the American Dental Association, chewing sugarless gum has been shown to increase the flow of saliva. So if you increase the flow of saliva, you could reduce plaque acid, you could strengthen the teeth, you could reduce tooth decay. So if somebody, and we've seen this, has bad teeth, and not bad teeth meaning, you know, like, oh, they need braces. Bad in terms of health of teeth, where there's cavities, they, you know, the gums might be inflamed. There might be, evidence of, you know, infection and inflammation. That could put people at risk of heart disease. That could put people at risk of other sort of inflammatory disorders. And it just blows my mind how something like that could affect a woman's ability to carry a baby. So in the study, they looked at 5,500 women who were given prenatal and oral health education. And then there was another 4,500 who were given the gum to chew 10 minutes a day, twice a day. And they found out that the amount of preterm birth dropped, I mean, considerably, compared 12.6% to 16.5%. So I'm not saying to go out and get gum, because, you know, xylitol, back in the 70s, they found a link between xylitol and bladder cancer in mice, especially if they consumed doses of 10% and 20%. But then 2020, they found that xylitol had tumor-suppressing activity in mice, meaning it could actually maybe prevent cancer. So studies are still warranted, but pretty damn cool that something cheap and inexpensive and readily available could possibly help with preterm labor. All right, guys, so we do have our guest. This next segment is something that you guys are going to just find fascinating. So we talk about COVID in kids, and we talk about how most kids, they get through it unscathed. But there is this very scary condition called MIS-C. And this multi-system inflammatory syndrome does exist. It's hit already 6,400 children. 55 have died. And many of us don't know anybody who went through that. And, you know, we see the headlines and we're like, you know, what is happening to somebody who gets this? So joining us next is Shirella Rufin. Her baby boy, Zaire Bell, what a cutie, 6 years old, underwent MIS from COVID. And she's going to kind of talk to us about his story. Shirella, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, my gosh. You have been through so much. Tell us what happened with Zaire.
Well, started on his first day actually going to school. From that day, he went to school on a Thursday. On that Friday, he was really, really sick. And I didn't understand why he was so sick. So, I'm, you know, a mother, like, oh, my baby's not eating, not really moving. So I didn't let him go to school. And I took him out of school because he was just, he didn't get no better. And from there on, that Sunday or Saturday, I took him to the emergency room. They said that, oh, everything was all right. They actually did it at Disney Hospital, I think. Did a COVID test, which they never turned the COVID test in to see if he actually had COVID. I actually had to take him to his pediatrician because they sent us home because he was getting worse and worse by the day. The pediatrician checked him. He called and asked if they do the COVID test. They said that they didn't have it. So he did another one blood test before we can actually, she can actually do the COVID test on him. He had a seizure in her office.
Whoa.
And I told her, I don't feel comfortable, something's wrong. And she called the ambulance, and I was like, yeah, call them, because I'm not going to sit there and everybody's turning me away and I know something wrong with my baby.
Right.
We ended up, they actually, the closest hospital was UNC Hospital in Summerlin. UNC Hospital was closest, so I said, let's just take him to UNC Hospital. Once we got there, we never basically left. But he ended up, long story short, UNC Hospital told me, they don't want to tell me he had MISD, which I didn't even know what that was.
Right.
And they couldn't really explain to me what it was because I don't think they even knew what it was. They just knew that was the name. And because nobody could explain to me what it was. And they said it came from the COVID. He had symptoms from the COVID. He did have it. But at the time he had the symptoms for the COVID, he showed no signs that he had COVID. So his little blood cells turned into, you know how you get very sick in your blood cells hide somewhere, then they come out of nowhere and it turns to another infection, mm-hmm. and that's where the MISD comes from. And after that happened, he ended up being on life support. From life support, had to get on an echo machine and get flew out to Salt Lake City because UMC Hospital said they couldn't save him.
Mm-hmm. And this ECMO machine, just to tell my listeners, this ECMO machine is called an extracorporeal membrane oxygenation. It basically acts like an artificial heart and lung machine to oxygenate the blood when somebody can't. It's life support, yeah.
Yeah, it's life support. Basically, they're taking the blood out of your body and tearing it right back into your body.
Right.
It's pumping your heart. It's an amazing machine that can save a lot of kids' lives. But since he's the first kid that they ever flew with one. They had to fly him to Salt Lake City. Because if they would have drove him, he would have died. It's no way.
Right.
So he had to fly with him. And it's just really crazy because they called multiple hospitals from Nevada all the way to Los Angeles. And nobody would take my son because they pretty much said my son was, he was dead. He was no use of
him.
Oh,
my gosh.
Taking him. They couldn't pretty much save my son. And what upset me, because now they're saying that they have their equipment, and now they're saying, while we didn't sit in here, we called every hospital. The doctors in UMC Hospital called every hospital. They couldn't do nothing. And I feel like, in my point of view, you could take it how you want to take it, I feel like they didn't make the issue better. They made it worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Sharella, can you stay on? We have to do a quick break. Can you stay on? Because I want to talk more.
Yes.
Okay. Stay on. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCZELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Winter Olympics are now underway in Beijing, China and surrounding area. The games end February 20th. The crisis at the border, according to a new admission from Vice President Kamala Harris, the problem is the fault of Congress. Former Border Patrol Chief Ron Vitello on Fox News says Biden's border policy is inviting illegal immigration.
You know, when this president took over, we had record lows of activity on the southwest border. And in just a little over a year, it's blown up. That border is busier than it's ever been before.
Multiple law enforcement sources are reporting Border Patrol agents patrolling the Rio Grande Valley sector were fired upon from across the Mexican border on Wednesday. The Special Operations Group, part of the Border Patrol Tactical Operations, were shot at from beyond the border and then returned fire. It's being reported nobody on either side was hit. We are USA Radio News. A new science report out of Johns Hopkins University reveals government lockdowns and mask mandates did very little in curbing the pandemic. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul tells Newsmax, with all the vaccinated Americans, it's time to move on.
But it's even worse than that now because the vaccine isn't stopping the transmission of the disease. I still think the vaccine reduces your risk for hospitalization, as does previous infection. But I don't think that mandating the vaccine or the government getting involved is the right way. It also ignores the fact that really the vast majority of people at risk for this disease have voluntarily gotten vaccinated. This is something they won't tell you. You know, if you watch CNN and everybody's wringing their hands saying, no one's been vaccinated.
Right.
It's not true. 97% of people over 65 have voluntarily been vaccinated. We've done a great job of voluntarily asking people to get vaccinated. And really, we have enough resistance now that we are able to cope with this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're talking to Shirella Ruffin, whose son, Zaire Bell, had undergone multi-system inflammatory syndrome from COVID with no symptoms of COVID, doctors having trouble diagnosing it, doctors having trouble getting what he needed, and, you know, she thought, and thank God he's alive, doing well. Shirella is still with us. Shirella, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh my gosh, you are so awesome. So yeah, so you were talking about how, you know, you made it then to Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City Primary Children's Hospital took him. He had to eventually have surgery. What kind of surgery did he have to have?
surgery. He had 8 different surgeries in a month. One at UMC Hospital. They actually put the echo there at UMC Hospital and flew him out from UMC Hospital. We went to Salt Lake City, and he had 8 different surgeries with his heart. He still have upcoming surgery. We actually have the Salt Lake City September 7th. February 17th. We have the Salt Lake City.
Wow.
For his heart again.
Was it the valve? What happened? Did they explain what happened to his heart? Was it the valve? What did this MISC or COVID do to his heart?
It actually deteriorated his heart to 10%. He only had 10% of his heart left. He was very weak, tired, exhausted. Without the echo and him getting on the echo, my son wouldn't be here today.
Wow.
Period. He would not. We didn't even have enough time. They had to actually operate him right then and there out here to fly him there to make sure they monitor the machine, because the machine was actually there. They flew their machine out here to him because Las Vegas, Nevada said they didn't have one for him. Now they're saying, we didn't have room. That's a lie. I was right there. They said my kid wasn't going to make it. It was no use. And my kid's here today to say he's here.
And thank God.
We blessed, and I'm happy that he's here, and we blessed.
Oh, my gosh.
I just feel like it's a lot of mothers that's going through the same thing as a little girl right now that been fighting this for 2 years. Her name is Heather. Her name is Heather.
Yep.
Her and her mom is... I've been talking to her and her mom and giving her hope and ideas of what I did to get to Salt Lake City, because Nevada refused to help her and her kids, and they both sick. And it's a lot of people who don't believe in this, and this is real. My family went through it, and you can possibly go through it if you do not pick up and realize this is really out here. Some people don't believe in it, and it's here.
Exactly. Yeah. And he was healthy. Zaire was healthy, right? No asthma, no medical issues that he had prior to this.
No. Just found out he had epilepsy. He had seizures. That's all he had. But he was healthy besides that. He was running around. He was. You can even tell he'd have a seizure and he'd get up and run.
Yeah.
Like Zaire.
Yeah.
He's a boy. Like, I'm proud of him. My son's own way. And for this condition to bring him down, he get more tired now. He's more weak. He got a sex shot because from the echo, he ends up getting blood clots in his neck. Thank God, I just found out he is shot. But he still got a lot of medications. He still have a lot of doctor's appointments. I still have to travel with him.
Yeah.
All the way to
Memphis. How are you holding up with that? That's got to be, I mean, oh my gosh, the cost. What can we do to help?
When it's a condition like this, it's so hard to, I'm the type of person, I've always been independent and I never ask for help. I work and I'm a single mom, so I work hard. I don't have help, The support that I get is very small because I don't trust a lot of people, but I did put up his GoFundMe page because I didn't have no choice. My bill was too high. I'm getting medical bills in the mail. And I'm going to keep it honest. I see a medical bill goes in the trash because I can never afford a bill. You know what I mean? I'm barely making it out here myself. I actually got robbed when I was in the hospital with my son. My house got vandalized. Got robbed.
Yeah, I heard. That's ridiculous.
I couldn't even bring my son in the house with the condition that they left it. So I had to take more money from out the pocket. Thanks to my dad, he had to pay for a hotel for almost a month, and it took money from him, me, food, everything. I left my kids. I left my 3 other kids, even though I have a foster daughter, too. So I have a foster daughter. I had to leave all my kids behind and to be in Salt Lake City with him because he didn't have nobody there but me.
Right.
So
wow.
A lot of parents exposed to that, we should have things out here to help us.
Yep.
But
yep.
Unfortunately, I feel like the governor needs to open his eyes and realize that it's mothers that's out here struggling. If, like, okay, we got Biden as our president. What are you pushing for us to do to help these mothers, these fathers? Y'all pretty much is making, we can't even afford to live anymore. The rent rate went up. You guys took unemployment. You guys taking food stamps. You guys taking, I'm saying it. Yes, I am. Call it how you want to call it. But what are you guys doing for these people that are struggling during this COVID, this pandemic? It's still a pandemic.
Yep.
No matter how much the shot is out, people still catching it. People who's getting a shot even still catching it ended up in hospitals.
Yep.
So.
I know, honey. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so the GoFundMe page, I'm going to definitely share that. It's called 6-Year-Old Fights COVID Due to MISC. And it's been on my Facebook and my Twitter. We'll definitely share it again. Roughly, Sherella, can I ask how much of the medical bills kind of accumulated to? What are we looking at?
Well, it's a start where, you know, an echo, when you are being on an echo machine, that echo machine already started off at a, I don't want to get the estimate wrong because they kind of took my word when they put it on the news sometimes.
Yeah.
But from what I got said, it started off at $1 million, but I don't want to be wrong. But
right.
I know a lot of medical bills, I'm getting this one for $20,000, $15,000. I'll be throwing away half of them when I know they come. I'll be real. I don't even look. Because I know I can't afford any of that.
It's stressful. It's stressful. Yeah,
you got. In a hospital, if I'm not technically wrong, it's like $20,000 to $10,000 each day you're in a hospital. So you can add that up.
Wow.
I have records for his medical bills and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure I'm with Anthem Medicare. They're going to pay for majority of it, hopefully. I'm not for sure what I'm going to get slapped in the face in the future with bills.
But you got a surgery coming up. You got to travel for that. Hopefully, you know, our listeners who are listening to this can help. Sherella, hang in there. Please keep in touch. I'm so proud of Zaire. He's really a trooper. I'm glad he's out of the hospital. Yeah. Good luck with the
his
next surgery.
Coming up on, his birthday coming up on the 9th of this month, February 9th, and I asked him what he wants. He said, it's so sad. He told me, I said, what do you want for your birthday? He said, Mom, I just want a better heart. I want to play basketball. I want to play football. And it broke my
baby.
Heart.
Oh.
It broke.
It is. It does. It's heartbreaking. Well, we're sending prayers, hopefully sending help. Sherella, you hang in there. Can't wait to have you back. Please keep in touch with me and sending prayers and blessings, okay? Hang in there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We see you guys on the line. We'll get to you right after break. But yeah, you know, this MISC that we see from COVID, it affects over 6,000 kids. We've lost 55 children so far. Not sure why some kids get that serious sequelae of COVID, but, you know, the child, Zaire, didn't even look like he had COVID. So this was heartbreaking, but hopefully he's going to pull through. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person.
which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got David calling from San Francisco. Hi, David. How are you?
Oh, thanks, Doctor. Yeah, I'm just fine. San Francisco is still relatively safe. I think we're at 714 dead. You know, in 2 years' time, it's not even 1,000 yet. But, boy, I'll tell you, all throughout California, 6,000 in Riverside County, Orange County, Los Angeles, it's like 28,000 dead. And but we're not even at 1,000. We're at 714, and that was because in 100 years ago, in the 1918 epidemic, San Francisco was apparently the dumbest city in America. It had the highest death count because everybody did the right thing in the beginning, but they got bored all of this after a pause, and then they came back partying and just spread it and died like flies. So we decided not to do that this time, and so we're I was going to raise it, the economics of COVID. That last caller spurred me to think about it, because in San Francisco, we've got a whole lot of millionaires that don't want to die. And they know that if the homeless get it, they're as likely to spread it throughout the whole city. So they made a point. The millionaires of San Francisco said, we're going to make sure there's free vaccines, that you don't have to show your papers to get a vaccine, and you don't have to show your papers to get a test. And the tests are free.
Well, the showing the papers, yeah, the showing the papers is to be able to go eat, to fly, yeah. So, everybody should get a free test. Everybody should get a free vaccine right now. I mean, the testing was free for some time, and so in most places it still is through the health department, but you shouldn't have to show any papers to get a test or to get a vaccine.
And so that's what I'm saying. In a lot, we're a sanctuary city. This is why I say show your papers, because we, you know, if you go to San Diego, right on the Mexican border, you got to show your papers. And what do they got? Like 20? They don't have 27,000 dead, but they have in the thousands. I'm not sure if they're 10,000 dead.
Oh, you mean for immigrant status
yeah.
Not in terms of show the papers for vaccines, right?
No,
right.
I'm talking about in the beginning, like in the very beginning. Glide Church is a famous church for helping the homeless out here in San Francisco. It's across the street from the Hilton Hotel in Union Square.
Yep.
And so Glide Church made a point. They were giving away free vaccines, free tests in September of 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So free tests. And
right.
As soon as the tests came out, they made sure that everybody had one and or got access to it. If you, mm-hmm. There's still a few fools around here, but for the most, we're like 95% vaccinated, and we've only got 715 dead. And the fact that these liars are out there saying, oh, you get the vaccine, you're going to turn into a leprechaun or turn into whatever crap. San Francisco, you'd come out and find out how many of us have dropped dead from the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty near none. And I couldn't tell. I'm saying pretty near because I don't know if there's one.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole point of the economics of big money can get you killed if you listen to them tell you to get back to work. And if big money cuts off the unemployment and makes sure that people are trapped going back to work,
but,
and they
yeah.
don't raise the minimum wage, and everybody's got higher expenses because of this epidemic.
Yeah.
And
well, I get you, David, but hold on a second. No, yeah, I get you, David, because it's, you know, it is frustrating when people lost their unemployment benefits and all that, but what the governments are now trying to grapple with is, what if COVID doesn't go away? Do people just never work? Do people just never go back to work? And the thing is the reason why we were able to do quote unquote lockdowns is because half the country did work. You know, people locked down, but I'm like, what are you eating tonight? Oh, I got Uber Eats from this restaurant, which means somebody is going to the restaurant. Somebody is doing Uber Eats. Somebody's still at the hospital. So it's the questions that we're going to still grapple with is, who gets to stay home and who doesn't? Because in order for lockdowns to work, you need half the country still working. Somebody has to work
right.
at the power.
There was the eviction protection. They would give a weekly stipend to keep you at home, and they gave you eviction protection. If you couldn't pay your rent, just put in for it at the state office, and they'll take care of it for you. Keep you at home instead of becoming homeless in the middle of an epidemic. It's bad enough that that you couldn't self-quarantine if you're homeless. I mean, and so nobody expected it to drag on for 2 years.
Right.
But you got these stingy SOBs, you know, state of Missouri, I'll call them out straight for what they are. They're just, they're lying murderers because they went out of their way. Even in the state of Florida, didn't they set it up so that if you are unemployed, unvaccinated unemployed get unemployment, but if you're vaccinated, you don't get any protection? State of Florida is like, how creepy is that?
No. Well, David,
Missouri,
look,
on
Dave,
the other
yeah.
hand,
yeah.
Don't
yeah,
waste
David,
their legal
I
money.
Yeah, I don't want to cut you off because we're gonna have to. I gotta finish this one segment. But look, I think you have brought up a lot of good points where we have to figure out. You know, we do have this disparity where if somebody's unvaccinated, they get to take off and spend longer. You know, at home isolating, whereas somebody vaccinated has to go to work. You have this disparity of people thinking that the vaccine is going to turn you, you know, into having three eyes and horns. But then on the flip side, there are side effects to the vaccine, and you know, do we still protect someone's right to choose? But in terms of the lockdown, Johns Hopkins came out showing, Johns Hopkins even said, look, these lockdowns might have even worsened mortality. So we have to be very, very careful. Even if San Francisco can boast smaller numbers, and hopefully they do, of the death rate in cases, we have areas still across the United States that didn't have as strict a lockdown who are back to work, you know, back to living normal life, and you know, they're still, you know, they didn't do worse than San Francisco. So I think,
well,
you know, David,
if you think about it as a pollen, see, like if you compare COVID to hay fever. Now, hay fever, you're allergic to pollen, you're allergic to dust, you're allergic to, you know, mold or something like that. That stuff's floating in the air, and you're going to sneeze like crazy. You go down to the drugstore, and you get some antihistamine or some over-the-nighttime dressy, drowsy medicine, and the it'll take away your symptoms, but the pollen or the dander or whatever it is still there. In COVID, it's pretty much the same. If you get this stuff stuck to your lungs, if it sticks to your lungs, then you're going to go into spasms, which create pus, and then you can drown in your own pus. So it's a delicate virus, though. Doesn't it fall apart in like a day and a half? So we basically, as an entire nation, if we all settled down all at once, we could do it in a day and a half.
No, we couldn't. We wouldn't. Dave, I want to be optimistic like that too, but there's no way because we have open borders. We have viruses coming from other countries. We have new viruses all the time. You cannot hide from COVID. You just can't. In fact, studies even shown that people who stayed home, look at Olympics. The Olympics right now is the biggest experiment possible. They have a bubble. They are locking people down. They have a bubble. Those bubbles are being quarantined and tested all the time, and they're still having an outbreak. This virus is outsmarting us, and there's no way, and thank you again, David, for calling. There's just no way we can hide from this sucker. We have to learn how to live with it. I don't want to get it. I got it. It sucked. I don't want anybody getting this, but there is no way to hide from this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.